We're going to talk a little bit about production security best practices. So this ultimately is a big piece at early in the chain. How do you prevent and cure some things like this? We've actually had a television production working group within CDSA, the TVPWG, which we've now renamed the Production Security Working Group yesterday. And here are the co-chairs here to talk about the great work that they've done over the last year, Lulu Zetsa and Cyril Rickleton. Abdi, give them a round of applause.
Hi, everybody. Well, I think, first of all, Cyril and I are probably the two happiest people about being ready to finally publish this document and a couple appendices to go with it.
Done.
Yes.
It's over.
It's over. It's not over, actually. This is version one. So a year ago, a pretty large committee, some of them are here in the room, started meeting fairly regularly.
Yes, every other week.
Every other week. And we analyzed all of the controls related to our, all the controls for the facilities that we rely on in an effort to see how we could convert them and make them a useful tool for production crew, because there really weren't any guidelines for productions to use. And it started with Cyril saying that television in particular needed help, but as it developed, we realized it really applies to the production environment in general.
So this all stemmed, you know, after my previous role with Nick Turner, we were working on creating more and more shows, and we realized that there were very few unified kind of guidelines from the one show to the the other, and working also with through production one with Paramount, we then realized that some discrepancies existed between our own standards and Paramount standards and other teams. So it was time for us to try to unify this whole set of guidelines and best practices, and we then did start first with these controls, and then Lulu take over this and did translate it into proper English out of some Excel spreadsheet and some Franglais.
Right. So we took the controls and reorganized them, hopefully in an order that will help productions for those who actually read them end to end, but they've also been, we've got highlights so that people who don't want to read end to end have a 20-page version or even a 1-page version. What was that?
Someone got an email.
Let me try this. Yes, okay. So we wanted to make it familiar and also show people, the way the guidelines are organized is to show people that things that are familiar translate into what's not familiar, and everything is actually very similar, and it's not as big a learning curve as one might think. So it starts with the people, our film crews, and then the individuals who lead them. And we had to address the concerns of both the group and also the creative individuals. Then the physical workspaces. So some productions are happening in fairly secure environments, nice film studios. But then there's the production offices that might be set up in some warehouse, or this looks like some, I don't know what, a shed someplace, which is quite common. Then you've got the editing rooms, which may be, again, in a nice facility that's nice and secure, or it might be in a hotel room. And then you've got base camp for The Revenant, which is up in the middle of absolutely nowhere. So identifying the physical workspaces and the different challenges that we need to address. Then another aspect of it was identifying for productions what are the assets and what needs to be protected? And I think one of the things that we've done in these guidelines is expand from what's been the CDSA's definition of assets and you know, we're always talking about content, to expand it to all of the assets that are both content but also intellectual property, regulated data, private information, and then of course the physical aspects, the costumes, the props, the sets, etc. And so the next part of the guidelines address the physical assets and how we protect them. And part of the reason for including this and making it an overall security guideline is that the way we secure the physical space is actually mirrored in the virtual space. And it gives a parallel in a way for the physical production team to understand and grasp when we get to the virtual space. Then you've got all the physical assets, props, sorry, the actual computers that the information is on, the USB sticks. But then you move into the virtual assets. And the virtual assets are not just media. They are financials and designs and, of course, the media itself. So, and finally, actually one that many people don't understand as an asset are emails and communications. So identifying all these and explaining all of these and linking them. And finally, identifying the virtual workspaces and how to protect them in very similar ways as they protect their physical spaces. ID badges, usernames, keys, passwords, et cetera.
Services.
Yep.
On-prem versus off-prem.
On-prem, what they've got in their offices, in their hands. And then, of course, our cloud facilities, which many people don't realize are giant warehouses someplace else. And all of the services that we're using. These are, you know, they have to understand that each of these services is like a stage they've rented or a facility they've rented. And then it comes to the people. And the people, one of the things we recommend is creating a security team. And basically, this is similar to the Guardians program with the TPN, but creating it within the production group so that on a production, not everybody has to read the whole guideline, not everybody needs to know everything, but within every department, there should be a mentor for the security and someone who is given the extra training and the extra time. And then that group, they become the voice and the guardians for the production. So that was sort of the approach and the layout that we gave to the guidelines.
And so, yeah. So as you might have heard, this guideline is not complete. Guy, I think, then said that it will be like released today, or Guy or like then Ben, mm-hmm. It will not be released today. We need to like beautify it a bit. We need to just like make it more human readable. But within the next few weeks, this will like amp. So there are two or three like versions. There's a very heavy like version.
There's the tome.
So there's the big book.
And then we've got cheat sheets. One is individual responsibilities, something, a text that we recommend get incorporated in deal memos, et cetera, you know, something that can be posted on walls to just remind people of what their individual responsibilities are, much like they sign an NDA, much like they sign the safety policies. It's just another form that they could use. And then a simple, we got it down to one page, a checklist. That there's a lot on the page, but we did manage to get it down to a single page. And the idea is that if we get it going, it will spread. One set of guidelines that we can spread across the industry and have fewer, less confusion and more adoption. Create the culture.
And we are over by 30 seconds.
It will be on the CDSA website very soon, and we welcome people to take it, reskin it, adopt it for their situations.
One of the aspects we did as far as the guidelines is really quick. Each guideline has a guideline. It also has alternative measures. Knowing that many cannot quite meet the criteria that we recommend, there are alternative measures. And then there are explanations and tips for why and how. Okay.
Yes. We are out of time, unfortunately. But thank you, Lou. Thank you, Cyril. Let's give them a big round of applause. And let's invite Alex Nayuda and Jacqueline.